Welcome to the If You Work, It Works podcast. We're excited to share with you some new information and excited. We've got a great guest with us today. I'm Ty Story. We've got Tyler Nay sitting here and want to introduce you to our guest. You guys all know him. You've seen his numbers. You've seen his Marco Polos, his enthusiasm, his willing to share the go-giver attitude. We're excited to have Alex Ray with us. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks, Ty. I appreciate it. And Tyler as well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to learn. You know, Alex, you started back in December 2019, which isn't that long ago. To have you sitting here and to see all that. So you go to door-to-door con. You come away convinced that you're in the right industry. Goes on a tear and just starts, you know, throwing in deals. Quarter one, right off the gate, you come out, you start doing well. You want to be the top, you know, the top dog, the big guy in Vegas. Let's dive into this. I want to hear a little bit more about this. Quarter one, you're the top rep. Both have direct sales, and then as this new virtual sales becomes more of a need and a necessity, starting to kind of take on some of that stuff. And then, you know, just what you've been able to do. Want to dive in and learn a little bit more about that and your mindset. So we're excited to have you. So 4Energy is where you're at now, but let's go back a little bit in time and say, what were you doing before 4Energy?
So basically my entire career, my working career has mainly been in hospitality, restaurant, food and beverage, right? So, just before that, I had the privilege of actually being a door-to-door salesman.
Okay.
I was selling Kirby vacuum cleaners door-to-door in the Midwest for a couple of years. You know, knocking on doors, blizzard coming down, ice storms hitting me, you know, ice balls hitting me in the head as I'm knocking on doors. But yeah, it was a great experience for me. But I decided to take it a different direction in the food and beverage. So for the last 20 years, you know, I worked my way up from being a chef to an AGM, assistant general manager, and a general manager for a few concepts in my career.
Oh wow, that's quite a change. So what, I mean, you go from door to door Kirby, which is, you know, an experience in yourself. Anyone that you come across and know that has done Kirby is definitely something to say about them. But then, like, when would you say you got into sales? Was it the Kirby that when you first got into sales, or would you say, what would you say on that?
Yeah, so I believe it was when I was selling Kirby's. That's when I really got into sales, opened my eyes a little bit about the sales world. So, I mean, obviously in the restaurant industry as well, it's a type of sale, but actual direct to home sales was with the Kirby.
Yeah. Okay. Hospitality industry, you get beat up like a sales guy without the commissions, right?
Exactly.
So how did you run into Kirby? Because there's a lot of people like in the solar industry and in home security, like door to door is like a huge industry now. And Kirby's like one of the oldest things that still exists where people started out knocking doors and that industry still is around. Like there's still guys going out today knocking and selling vacuums,
which is
kind of amazing.
Well, I mean, nowadays you have like Indeed and you have Career Builder and all these things. And back in the late 90s, believe it or not, I entered an ad in a paper, kind of similar to the ad that I answered with 4Energy. And similar situation, they had me come in and meet with the recruiting manager there and explain to me a little bit about what the program was, but really didn't explain it, right?
Yeah.
You know, back then they weren't pretty upfront about, you know,
you're going to be doing this. They didn't tell you you're going to go out
and
be
getting your face kicked in. So, you know, with that said, I decided to jump in with 2 feet, and I was pretty successful at it for a couple of years. But I decided to, like I said, head a different direction. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, the fact that you stuck it out for 2 years in a direct sales position says a lot about your ability to like sink your teeth in and do something, right? Like it takes a lot of commitment, especially in direct sales. Like I feel like there's a lot of people that lose a lot of opportunity because they don't stick around long enough to get traction. It takes some time to get traction and So that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to see things through. So what's, you've got all this experience, but now you come into, let's jump into like where we're kind of at like right now. You know, so you have the Kirby experience, then you have all these years of, you know, hospitality. You come into 4Energy, COVID catches a lot of people off guard, but that didn't seem to affect you. Like, you didn't slow down. Like, what do you think made you capable of just going through that, navigating through all this, and just kind of with so much uncertainty?
Well, I mean, to start off with it was a huge blessing, right? And nobody foresaw what was going to happen with COVID. It was kind of a shock to everybody that everything closed down. But, you know, when I started with 4Energy, I always wanted to make sure that my pipeline was always there. And I wanted to always secure my interactions and my ability to get in front of a homeowner that much more. So thinking outside the box, I started to study. And, but you know, before this, I really didn't care about books. I didn't read books. And then when I joined 4Energy, I started reading more and more about wealth building and more about financial gains. And that kind of motivated me to learn more about the business and how I could be, you know, sustain my growth path. So back in January, I started to do a little research about how to create pipelines and sustainable pipelines. And that's where I stepped upon lead generation for the business and studying and vetting companies out there. I got on a bunch of phone calls and tried to figure out which was the best platform to dive in. Because there's a lot of people telling me, you know, be very careful with what you do. Be very careful with joining something like this, because, you know, ultimately they were looking out for me. They didn't want any harm to come, you know, to me as far as loss of money and investment and whatnot. So I took that more of as a motivation for me, and it made me motivate myself that much more to prove not only to them, but to prove to myself that I could do this. Right. So,
So last night we had dinner and it was awesome. Cause you shared a couple things. You shared it yesterday, with me a little bit as well. Like, you had, maybe not like complete resistance, but you had resistance from people that love you and care about you, like being concerned that like you're leaving this stable industry in the hospitality, something that you've done and been able to provide for your family for years, and now you're all of a sudden going to go and be a commission-based sales rep. You're going to knock doors, like there's, and that's pretty common, right? Like in our industry, especially for people that haven't done that, if they're making a leap from a stable, I say this quote unquote stable job, and they're going to go into a new industry, two new industries, right? Because solar is a new industry all by itself, but direct sales or even virtual sales, which you've now shown an affinity for, like you've really dialed this in, and that's why there's so much opportunity ahead of you. But it's new. It's a new industry. And so people that love us, they get really nervous about our security because they attach their feelings and sense of security to that, right? So tell us a little bit about how you overcome that when you've got people that love you, they're looking out for you, they want what's best for you. But it's what their version of what's best for you is different than what you vision for yourself being capable of doing.
Right. So, I mean, going back to even making the decision to join 4Energy, I had that resistance, right? And what I looked at was myself in the mirror, and I told myself, is this going to be my life? Am I going to just continue having that monotonous style of life that gets you nowhere in my eyes, I mean, in my opinion. So making that decision to make something of my life, to change my life, was the first step. The second step was the motivation to actually do something with my life. You know, I'm 40 years old right now, and I didn't want to continue the daily grind, that most people out there do. And it's okay. You know, you have doctors and you have lawyers that are out there, you know, working 9 to 5, and they have a great life and all, but I just wanted more out of my life.
Yeah, for sure. I remember back in January when we went to Door to Door Con, and it was great. We had a good time. And I remember you approached me afterward and you said, like, I'm coming, right? Like, you had your eyes on Ben Leininger, who came off of 2019 as the top rep. And I told you, I said, like, you're going to have to hustle to catch this guy, because he works. Like, he goes out and he does it. Like, he gets it. And you said, I'm coming for him. And you told Ben, you're like, I'm coming for you. And then you went to work and you started to implement some additional things to help you work while you were working. Like, that's one of the things that I love, is because there's so much opportunity. You're a true entrepreneur. Like, you see the opportunity. We teach everybody, look, come in and do the work. And if you go out and work, it works. And the thing that we teach that we know is always going to be there and it's always going to produce results is just going out and knocking on doors directly, which it works. It absolutely does. And that's the grind. And if you do it, like, you will get results, period. You don't even have to be great at it. If you just put in enough effort, you can get results from it. But where you take it to a different level is you say, hey, even while I'm out here knocking on these doors and working, if I can have something working for me in the background, I'm doing double the work. Like, I'm doing double the lead generation. I'm going to be in that many more appointments. And it's really, I don't want to use this word the wrong way, but it's very prophetic, right? Like, you saw an opportunity at the right time, because you only started getting some of these leads coming in, and then all of a sudden COVID hits and it's like, hey guys, guess what? Like, Vegas is one of these markets that are complete shutdown. You can't go out and knock on doors right now. Right.
Right.
But not Alex. Alex is still digitally knocking on doors. He's still working, because you had enough foresight to take advantage of an opportunity that's in front of you. And you created that opportunity. It wasn't like you reached out to us and said, hey, can I have some money to invest in another lead source for myself? You saw it as an opportunity. You took advantage of that opportunity, and it kept you busy, and it kept you, well, in quarter one, you end as the top rep, which is exciting, right? Like, that's super exciting for you. Quarter two, you just learn and dial it in even further, and your production goes up by 50% above what you did in quarter one, which is actually more than 50%, which is awesome. So you're having pretty significant growth quarter over quarter. I love that. Like, to me, you get it, right?
Right.
Yeah, but I think for some of our listeners out there, like, one of the things that you're going through all these experiences, and even, you know, before we started the podcast, as we were just talking about your experience of in the hospitality, like, you went from one position and you kind of ranked up and then you advanced and you got all the way to where you're, you know, running stores. That's not easy. You're always dealing with the naysayers, or I can't do it, or feeling stagnant. But it seems like you have had the ability to keep your confidence throughout that process at different times. And then coming in and starting in a new industry, learning a new way to sell, isn't always going to work right the very first time that you do something. You know, a lot of times we fail, but you've been able to keep your eye on this vision, so to speak, and say, okay, I'm going to keep this confidence going. Like, can you walk us through, like, what goes through your mind when you're doing new things and maybe it doesn't go good? What do you do? How do you keep that confidence going?
Well, I mean, the number one thing for me is, if I decide to do something, right, then I'm going to have to do it 100%. I can't do it part-time. I have to do it full-time. I have to have that mentality every single time that I take a decision to do something in my life, whether it be personal or whether it be work-related. So, you know, when I chose to take on this new venture with 4Energy in the solar world, I had to do it with 2 feet in. And I had to make sure that commitment was there so that I could get the results that I was looking for out of the business.
Yeah, there's so many people that are like unsatisfied with where they're at, but they're not unsatisfied enough to just like walk away from it. They try to keep one foot in where they're at and then dabble into this new industry. Like, solar is not an industry that you can be a dabbler. You can't. Like, if you want mediocre results, you go one foot in. And you usually, in direct sales especially, if you're not all in and committed, like, it's not going to work. Like, I can already tell you, if you're coming on and saying, hey, I want to do this part-time, I'm going to say, hey, look, let's save both of us some time and just stay full-time where you're at, because this isn't going to work if you're trying to treat it as a a hobby or a part-time thing. Like, you have to be all in and committed. And I think that's the same mentality that I've seen you take with the virtual sales. Like, you went all in, you put your skin in the game. You weren't going to let it fail completely. Like, failure's part of business. Like,
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
We fail, and it doesn't matter what level of business we're in. Like, we're going to encounter failure. But when we have that all in commitment, the failure equals growth. Like, we learn from it, we readjust, and we move forward. And I think you've done that really, really well. What do you say to the guys that are dabblers?
So, I mean, if you're out there dabbling, I could promise you that you're not going to get the results that you're looking for, right? You got to make the commitment. And the ones that are out there wanting to reinvent something, wanting to think outside the box, do it, right? You got to be able to, you got to be willing to take a chance. And this is for anybody that's starting in the business, that's kind of wondering if this isn't going to work for them. Just take a leap of faith, you know, take a plunge in the deep end. And I promise you have enough managers and support with this company that they helped me get to where I'm at right now. So,
yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the exciting things about the culture, as, you know, even myself, as I've traveled around and met with different reps in the different offices, they've all echoed the same thing, that the managers are there to help them, to invest time in there, that it just feels so different, that people really care. So what would you say to someone who says that, you know, that maybe is coming from a different industry, or someone that was looking into getting solar? What do you say to people?
Well, I mean, I would probably tell a new rep that, you know, you're going to fail, but we're going to fail together, and you're not going to fail alone. And we're going to get up together, and then we're going to keep going.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, one of the big things that we really work to emphasize here at 4Energy is, like, we're committed to helping reps grow. And for us, that's, we measure that in three different ways. Like, are they growing as an individual? Are they growing as a professional? Are they growing financially? Like, if those three things line up, then, you know, we feel like we're having success. Like, that's how we're measuring success. We don't measure it based off of the kilowatts, based off of the number of sales. Like, those things, it's not that those things aren't important, but, like, when we look at our mission as a company to provide sustainable solutions for generations, we're really trying to measure, are we helping people come in, hit the ground running, and grow? Like, real, real growth, right? So in what ways do you feel like this opportunity, or your being here with 4Energy, has helped you to grow in those areas, personally, professionally, or financially?
Sure. So personally, I think that when I first came on board, and I was being introduced to, you know, some of the audio books and the knowledge that you guys were providing, I never really thought like that in my life. And until I joined 4Energy and I was introduced to that knowledge, it completely changed the way that I was thinking, personally and work related, right? So I was personally helped in a way of thinking outside the box. The knowledge that I received from 4Energy helped me think outside the box. So I think that's where I've advanced personally in my life, as well as in my job. Professionally, obviously, with the short amount of time that I've been working with, you know, 4Energy, I've only been here 6 months, I've managed to do the unlikelihood that someone would advance this fast. And 4Energy was the vehicle, the driving force that was able to help me get, you know, to where I am today, to be helping out with a new department, right, in the virtual world. And financially, I mean, hands down, I made more money in my first paycheck in my first 2 weeks than I have ever in my entire career as a general manager. I made that in the first 2 weeks. I've managed to be debt-free just 3 months into the business. And now I'm to a point where I'm not even thinking about a paycheck. I'm actually thinking about, well, how do I compound, like a form of interest, and just make my money work for me?
That's awesome.
It reminds me of the Go-Giver, right? You know, he grasped it, and then you see, and then you start thinking different, and you think about other people instead of thinking about yourself.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, the thing that I love about Alex is, you know, you are a go-giver, hands down, like always the guy that's willing to just share knowledge, share, like you're a helper, like you give, like you get it. Like at so many levels, I don't know how else to say this other than like you get it. I feel like you've caught the vision of what it is that we're trying to accomplish as a company. And I truly believe that that's the reason why you're on this trajectory that's just continually going upward, like 6 months into this and now you're running a new department. That takes a lot of trust, right? Like at our level, because we're now investing into growth. And it's not just that it's a financial investment, we're investing the trust of people that we're going to hire and have work with you directly as a leader. Like that's a lot of trust, but you've earned it. Like that's one of our core values, right? Earn, not given. You've earned that trust because you've taken our core values, you've taken the philosophy of the go-giver, you've totally like made it your own. You treat this like it's your own company. You're so bought in and committed to what it is that we're doing that you can't stop you, right? Like your success is inevitable. You've made yourself the obvious choice. You've done what we ask you to do. Like I wish that I could get every person that comes in, I wish I could hand off that exact same kind of experience that you've had, but it really is them doing their part, right? Like we work to create this vehicle. I always use this analogy and I tell people, look, we're a vehicle. You have control over the steering wheel and the throttle. If you know where you want to go, you can get there as fast as you want. And you can treat us like we're a Prius, or you can treat us like we're a Tesla or a Lamborghini or whatever fancy car you want to put in there. But like you decide what the vehicle really looks like. We're constantly working on the back end to improve it and make it better. But the reality is you're the driver. You're the one that really turns that thing into the race car, right? Like
right.
We can put anybody else behind the wheel and it might look like a Lamborghini, but they might treat it like it's a Prius. So you've done your part and like, I'm just excited. I'm excited for the future of Alex Ray here at 4Energy and all the great things that you're going to be able to do and accomplish with us because you get it.
Well, I mean, and I appreciate that, Tyler and Ty as well. And what I'm more excited about is the growth of this brand and for me to be a part of this brand now and for us to take this thing to the moon and back. So, yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about this opportunity and, you know, God willing, if you work, it works. So
that's so true.
That is true. We hear that time and time again. Alex, it's been awesome having you here, learning from you, sharing your story and the information, the nuggets, and a little bit more about your mindset of who you are and what's kind of made you get to where you need to be. And that's, you know, this is the If You Work, It Works podcast. And so one of the things we like to do is in ending the podcast is ask the individual that's on the show and the episode is to ask them, what does that specifically phrase mean to you? When you hear If You Work, It Works, what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, to me, you know, our company brand phrase, If You Work, It Works, is very true. If I wouldn't have worked as hard and mentally and physically to get to where I'm at today, then I wouldn't be here today in the position that I'm in. So it truly means that you have to get out there and grind. I had to work harder than everybody else because there's always somebody out there that's going to outwork you. So if you're willing to work harder than everybody else, then you will be rewarded or you'll just have somebody pass you by.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Thanks again. And for you out there listening, wherever you're at, if you work, it works.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.